but the old Liverpool edition did help a lot of other groups. John McNally of The Searchers.
All these bands were getting signed up by Epstein, and we decided, well, you know, this is silly. I mean, we're as good as most of these bands. So we went into the Iron Door, and we knocked a few of the tracks that we did on stage down, sent it to Tony Hatch at Pye Records, and Tony rang back and said, well, we come down to Pye Studios and record, well, I think it was about six songs. So we went down, recorded for Pye, and went straight on to Hamburg, Star Club, and we were over there for quite a while, about 4 weeks, and we got a message saying they're releasing Sweets. So to cut a long story short, what happened, we had to buy ourselves out of the contract from Hamburg, Star Club, from Manfred Weissleder, and we had to fly back to England, because the record was showing signs of making it. And what happened, what did push it to number one was, in fact, an all-Liverpool Thank You Lucky Stars.